Hello and welcome to or welcome back to the Patience to Prosperity Pod. I'm Lizzie if you're new here. I've been having some fun with season 7 so far. If you're an avid listener, you know that. I've just been sitting on the mic, really just talking about whatever's on my mind, whatever I'm kind of going through lately. And I feel like I've gotten a lot of feedback from you guys saying that you're really resonating with what I'm saying. So if you're here and you resonate with my content, we're aligned because I'm talking about what I'm going through and we're just going through it together. And that's really beautiful and fun. So here we are. Today, I just have a few notes with me that I want to kind of list off so that you guys can get a general understanding on what to expect from this episode. But as always, I tend to go in 30 different directions when I record something. So take it with a grain of salt, but my overarching themes today that I want to talk about are responding versus reacting and how this actually applies to every aspect of your life. Not just responding or reacting to other people in your life, but responding to lessons in your life. I want to branch off of the concept of desire that I've brought up in the past two episodes in this season and kind of dig deeper into the concept of desiring something that's not in your current reality and what that actually means in the grand scheme of things. And I know that sounds really vague, but we'll get into that one, I promise. And then, yeah, we're just going to talk about old beliefs and new beliefs, and what sort of conditioned beliefs we're operating from, how to replace them, where to go moving forward, what kind of fears are blocking our desires. And yeah, we'll talk a little bit about peace to wrap it up, and that'll be this episode. So, without further ado, you guys know I like to just jump into things. So, the first thing I want to kind of talk about here is this idea of responding versus reacting, right? Because immediately when I say that, you probably thought of, okay, what person in my life do I tend to react to more than I respond to? You know, maybe for you it's a parent or a friend or a sibling, but I want to go deeper than that today and actually understand what that means in terms of communicating with source. Whatever that source is for you, I'm just going to say source because you may label it as God, you may label it as spirit, the divine, whatever it is, it's all the same thing. So when you're communicating with the universe, it's actively communicating with you. Whenever you see those little signs, whenever you see those little numbers, whenever you see a butterfly or a dragonfly or any little thing that makes you feel that glimpse of peace and that glimpse of protection, that is the universe communicating with you. And the only way that that communication works is if you take it for what it is, right? So, say you see a yellow butterfly, and to you, you symbolize yellow butterflies with abundance and peace. But you see one, and then you start to doubt whether that's the meaning behind it, or whether it's trying to tell you something else, or whether it actually meant something, or it's just a coincidence, or whatever. That is you taking the power away from that message completely. That's you mitigating the amount of magic that is right in front of your eyes that's presented to you on a silver platter, you know? And I feel like the reason why we do that, the reason why we doubt things that are meant for us, or little glimpses of magic in our life, little glimpses of peace or happiness. The reason why we doubt these things is because it's coming from a place of not knowing whether or not we deserve it, and not knowing whether or not we are the version of ourselves that we need to be in order to receive it. And this can be something that is very, very subconscious. Like, it is so deeply rooted. It's not something that you are going to find on the surface level, because you might be in a place in your life right now where you do love yourself more than you ever have in your life. And you do think that you have a pretty strong sense of self-worth. So when that doubt comes up, you don't think that you're doubting your own capabilities or your own self-worth because you're just labeling it as something different. But it is all rooted in self-worth at the end of the day. It is all rooted in how much you believe that you deserve and how much you allow yourself to desire something outside of yourself is completely and utterly tied to how worthy you view yourself. And the only thing that blocks your desires from becoming your current reality is fear. That is the only thing standing in your way. Because fear doesn't allow you to embody all that you are. Fear tries to keep you stagnant. It tries to keep you exactly where you are because it tries to make you think that it's unsafe to want something different, whether or not it is obviously better or obviously meant for you. You know, it's still different. So your nervous system literally has a reaction to it being uncomfortable. And what I want to ask you right now is, if this thing is so meant for you, this thing that you're desiring, if it's so meant for you, and you know that if it's meant to be, it's going to be, and you know that everything happens for a reason, everything happens in divine timing, what is the need to try to rationalize it all the time? What is the belief behind this overthinking and overcomplicating what actually is? What is the rush? What is the intention behind needing this thing as fast as possible in your current reality? Because the truth of the matter is that if this thing is meant for you, it's going to happen. And you don't have to understand why or how it's going to happen, because truth does not need to be justified. It just is. Truth is not something that you need to come up with a rational explanation for. It just is. And especially if it's divinely guided by a higher power, it's not going to have a rational explanation sometimes. It's just going to unfold in the sort of magical way that it does that we're not able to explain. And you can't let the unknown become a fear of uncertainty, because you're not always going to know why or how this is unfolding and why it has to bring up old lessons before you get that abundance, why it has to break you down and put you back into your 16-year-old self before you turn the corner for what's meant for you. You're not always going to know why that is. But when you're so concerned with trying to figure out why something's happening, instead of just letting it happen, then you actually are missing out on the lessons behind things, because you're so concerned with the end goal of what future you is supposed to feel as a result of this, you know? But future you already knows that this abundance is there. So they're not stressing over whether or not it's happening now or in 5 days, in 5 months. Like, they're not stressed over the timing of it because they already have it. And it's interesting because anything that you don't have in your current reality, you'll start to actually find that you don't actually need. You're allowed to desire something outside of your current reality and still be grateful for what you have. But if you don't already have that thing, it means you do not need it right now. The current version of you doesn't need that super expansive thing that you're working towards just yet. It needs you to be here now, to learn the lessons that you're learning right now that you're trying so hard to resist because you're so concerned on where you're going. The person that you're becoming is completely reliant on who you are right now. And this brings me to the concept of old beliefs, because I've come to this realization this past week where I just realized that awareness without action can be the most debilitating thing ever. And that's why we feel sometimes like our self-awareness is actually something that is like kind of limiting and kind of more taxing than it is beneficial. But the reason I say this is because if you're someone who's so self-aware to the point where you feel yourself slipping to old patterns, you feel certain things not aligning with you, and you're internalizing that all within your mind and in your body, and you're holding on to all of it, and then you get to this point where you're stagnant and you don't know what to do with it. You don't know how to release it, but you know that you have to release it, you know? That's where we get to this point that I want to talk next, because once you become clear with your old conditioned beliefs, you actually have to replace them with new ones that serve the new version of you right now in your current reality. And I think this is where it gets tricky, because we start to get lost in present us, past us, and future us. And it starts to feel like we're trying to heal all three versions of ourselves at once. Because you're using the old you to find what no longer serves the present you, but then you're using your highest self in the future to create new beliefs for your current self. And it becomes like this clusterfuck of not even knowing where you stand right now because you feel like you're three different people all at once. But the reason why it feels so chaotic is because you're thinking too much of the timing of things. You're thinking the second that you bring your awareness to it, you automatically have to change it and you automatically should be operating from this new set of beliefs. You are a human being, not a human doing. You are allowed to take as much time as you need. And not only are you allowed to take as much time as you need, but you should take as much time as you need to uncover the versions of you that no longer serve you, because sometimes there's more lessons in unbecoming something than there is in trying to become something completely new. And that right there is the point I'm trying to make right now. You don't have to try to become someone new. And that's what makes you feel like you are at such a loss of control right now, because every single time you try to control how you're operating from this place of, I need to do it as fast as possible. I need to immediately let go of what's not serving me so that I can grab what is serving me, and then I can finally be free of that old mindset. But you being in that frantic mindset is what's holding you back. Like I said before, the future you is not worried about how long it takes for you to get there because they are already there. So you're actually just resisting the lessons that life is trying to show you right now in your current reality by being so focused on letting things go as fast as possible. Because when you try so hard to let things go, you actually just hold on to them more. So when we're in this place of not really knowing where we stand, right? Like we're feeling dragged down by our past self. So it makes us unsure of who we are in our current reality. And we don't know how to get to that future version of us that we think is going to feel so good and so free of everything. What is making you feel so lost is the fact that you don't know how to identify yourself right now. You don't know how to group yourself into one box. You don't know how to view yourself because you don't even know how you really feel about things. You just know what you want to feel and what you don't want to feel, you know? But you're forgetting that who you are is who you are actively practicing becoming. You are not someone who is frantically trying to throw away their past self right now and run the fuck away from all of the old versions of you. You're someone who knows that all of those old versions of you needed to be exactly what they were in order for you to be who you are now. And who you are now is someone that you need to sit with and appreciate before you're able to move on to who you're becoming. You need to be able to take a second to appreciate all that you are because it took so much effort to be the person that you are right now. It took so much effort for you to actually put on a new pair of glasses and look at life through the lens that you are now. Because this is a completely new lens than you were looking through even just a few months ago, you know? You can choose to throw on that new lens whenever you decide to. Because being ready for something is not a feeling, it's a decision. This idea of who you're trying to become right now is actually just a made-up concept because you have no idea what future you actually really looks like in the grand scheme of things, and you're getting so caught up in what they look like, what their life looks like, what they do, how their personality has changed, how their friendships have changed because how their personality has changed, like all of those things. It doesn't matter how much you try to overthink that part, you will never, ever come clear with who exactly that person is, and that's not the point. When people tell you to become clear with who you're becoming, what they're not telling you is that your purpose is peace. The future you that you are trying so hard to become right now is a person who operates with peace being the center of their life. Their goal in everything they do is to find the most peace they can in it, is to operate from the most peaceful place they can while doing it. And that's why their life feels so peaceful and so blissful, because peace follows them wherever they go, because they're not searching for it outside of themselves. They are choosing whatever is bringing them the most peace and going with that. So you choose peace. It doesn't just come to you, right? Like, I know that sounds kind of redundant in some ways, because when you're stuck in a really negative mindset, it might sound like way too obvious and too easy to say that you can just choose to be happy and choose to think differently. But I do think that there is so much power in realizing that you do have the choice every single day that you wake up to dread that day or to look at it as a blank slate from yesterday. You know, every single day that you wake up without noticing it, without fully understanding it, you are either choosing to make the 24-hour day from yesterday a 48-hour day, or to completely start a brand new day for yourself and meet a brand new version of yourself because of it, because you're operating from peace being the center of your world rather than chaos. You know, every time you choose peace over chaos, your life will reflect peace to you. How you view your world, your perception of the world outside of yourself, is a direct representation of your inner world. So if you're choosing chaos in your inner world, your outer world is going to reflect that, because you are choosing to see what you believe. And if you believe that your mind is chaos, your world will also reflect that. Another little thing that I wanted to mention in this episode was the fact that every single time you're overthinking something, you're going against your own intuition. And I think that's a really powerful realization to sit with, because your intuition relies on trust. You can only embody your intuition by trusting it without questioning it first, right? That's the only time that your intuition can actually provide the magic that it's meant to in your current reality, is when you're not doubting it first. You're just trusting it. Because there's something about blind trust, like not knowing why you have to trust it, but trusting it anyways, that creates so much power and magnetism in your life, and it puts you in this state of attracting every abundant thing that you are meant to in your life, because you're not letting fear be the controlling variable. Most of the time, when we're trusting things, it's with no rational explanation behind it. We don't understand why we feel like we have to trust that thing, but the more that we do trust it, the more it gives us reasons to keep trusting it. So every time you're overthinking your intuition, what you're telling God or the universe is that you don't trust in their vision. You don't trust in their timing. And not only that you don't trust in them, but that you actually believe your own mind more. Because when you're overthinking something, you're trying to control it. You are subconsciously trying to control the outcome of it, because you're not trusting that it's going to happen exactly how it is, even if it's not how you want it to. You know, sometimes you don't get what you thought you wanted because you actually deserve better. And you're not letting that aspect of life find you in your current reality because you're operating from fear. And that's why you feel so out of alignment right now, because you think that you know what's best for you. You think that because you desire this thing right now, it means that that has to be what's in your highest regard. That's gotta be exactly what it is that you're working towards. But since you're trying to control that outcome so much by actually expending yourself in your current reality rather than just letting your current reality be what it is and show you the lessons that it needs to and play out as slow or as fast as it needs to, you're missing the entire point. And that's why it's making you feel like you're going crazy. Because in a way, you are driving yourself crazy by not trusting. Your fear is blocking your desires. And your desires are not going to be able to play out to their highest capability if you are not even giving them an ounce of trust right now. If you're not even letting them come to the surface to begin with, because you don't think that you're good enough yet. You think that you have to embody something more before you get there. You think that you have to shed something else before you get there. And guess what? All of those things might be true, but stressing over the fact that they might be true is creating fear and it's creating resistance against what's actually meant for you. What's actually meant for you is simply just that. It is simply a truth that does not need to be justified. So it doesn't matter how long it takes for you to embody the version of you that you need to be in order to receive that abundance. You just need to be who you are right now so that you can become that version of you. Like, nothing that's actually real can be threatened. Nothing that is real can be threatened. So you have to work to let go of that anxiety that you have now trained yourself is the correct emotion that you're supposed to feel and operate from if something is meant for you. Because when you go through this growth journey, you learn that the only way you grow is by stepping outside of your comfort zone. But that doesn't mean that anxiety is the emotion that you are meant to feel every single time something is meant for you and every single time something's challenging you. Sometimes something actually feels really aligned and really good. And since it feels that way, you start to question whether or not that's how you should be feeling. Because if you're working towards something that's outside of yourself and forcing you to grow, you think that you should be feeling anxious about it. And you think that you should be feeling rushed. Just because that's what you're used to feeling. And that's an old conditioned belief of yours. That's not who you actually are and what you want to be operating from. Because anxiety is just you trying to control a situation. It's your mind thinking that it has more control than it does, and then getting scared when it doesn't have that control by trying to control it. Like, it is just a disturbed relationship with control. And that's where the whole illusion of time comes into this conversation, because you're trying to get to where you're going as fast as possible, but that's making you miss out on everything that's currently being shown to you. And the truth of the matter is that no matter how much you're rushing the process right now, when you're operating from an anxious state, your mind is always going to tell you that you could be doing it faster. Your mind is always going to tell you that you're a few steps behind, because there's no standard when it comes to anxiety. There's no standard baseline that you're operating from. Your mind is just telling you a bunch of false beliefs that you're choosing to believe and choosing to operate from. Every single thing that you tell yourself you need to do a certain way is just a belief that you are choosing to follow. There are no rules, there are only limits. So to wrap this all up, just going back to what I was saying about old beliefs and how you need to replace them with new ones. This is why affirmations work so well. It's not because you're just standing in the mirror and telling yourself something kind and like you automatically believe it. No, the reason why affirmations work is because you're looking at your old beliefs and becoming the observer of them. So they are something outside of yourself that you are no longer attaching and identifying with. And then once you become clear with the fact that they are not your beliefs, you are replacing them with a belief that serves you more. And that's why affirmations work. So before I leave you guys, I really encourage you all to go back to what I was saying in the very beginning of this episode, where I opened it up talking about responding versus reacting. When you're responding to something, You're taking the stance of being the observer. You're taking the stance of separating yourself from your ego, which is your mind. And you're starting to differentiate between your mind, which is that ego, and your heart, which is your soul. And if you want to live a peaceful life, that's going to require you to live from your heart space, not from your monkey mind. If something in your life happens, even if it is on paper something really shitty, when you're responding rather than reacting, you're looking at it as what it is in its inherent self without what you're perceiving it to be, right? You're just looking at it as what it is. And then you're able to actually assess what emotions are coming up in a way where they're not all flooding you at once. You're just observing them from the outside looking in. And this is a really powerful technique because when you're reacting to something, no matter how shitty the situation is, and no matter how valid your reaction to it actually is, you now have two problems on your hand rather than just one. You're now internalizing how you reacted to that thing and maybe feeling guilty and shameful for how you reacted, and also internalizing what it is on paper, what that horrible thing that happened to you actually is, you know? And I know I'm using an example of something really bad happening to you, but this can play both ways. And it starts with the surface level things in your life. It starts with the things that I was explaining before to just be what they are on paper. And then you start to realize that that actually is your relationship with a higher power, which bleeds into every single thing that I talked about today. It bleeds into the trust that you have with yourself and with the universe, and how that trust brings you abundance and brings you everything you desire, and actually opens you up to allowing the universe to surprise you. Because you don't have your mind so set on what you think the best outcome is for yourself. Because there's always a third outcome that you're not seeing because it's not being shown to you yet. It's behind closed doors. It's like that meme. It's like a little girl holding a teddy bear and being really excited about the small little teddy bear in her hands. And then God is bending down right in front of her and he's holding like a massive teddy bear behind him. That's how you need to start viewing life because you're forgetting that there is an entire universe on your side right now. And I want to just emphasize the fact that it's on your side. Everything is happening for you, not to you. So, whatever hard period of time that you're in right now, it's allowed to be hard, it's allowed to suck, and it's allowed to feel really fucking draining. But it's also proving to yourself how fucking strong you are and how far you have come to be able to get to this state of awareness where you know that it's happening for a reason. And you know that it's pushing you to trust yourself more. And it's pushing you to be in this state where you are the strongest version of yourself so that you can bring in all this abundance from a place of clarity and from a place of true embodiment. And the only way that you embody everything that you are is by allowing yourself to be who you are right now. That is all I have for you guys. I really enjoyed my time with you today, and I really hope that you also enjoyed it. If you feel so called to further this conversation in any way, I really encourage you guys to reach out to me on Instagram at Patience to Prosperity. It will always be in the show notes below. Or if you feel called to leave a rating or a review on this show, I would really, really appreciate you taking the time to do so because it really just shows me where you guys are with the content that I'm putting out. You know, what you want to see more of, what you want to see less of, what you enjoy about this podcast. You know, I just want to hear your feedback. And yeah, thank you for being you. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me yap today. And I just want you to remind yourself that just by listening to this episode today, that was an act of self-love in itself. And that was an act of you showing up for yourself. and doing something that you know is beneficial to you, but it's not always going to be the easiest thing. Like listening to someone make you think deeper about your thoughts is never the easiest option. You could have just scrolled on your phone instead of listening to this, you know? So you should be really proud of yourself for doing so. And yeah, just sending you the most love in the world because you deserve it. And as always, come as you are and leave a little more healed. Mwah!